Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We'd love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, along with Cindy Ford, my sidekick here. You came in steaming today, man. Oh, boy, was that fun out in the parking lot. The two of us, we were just going back and forth.
We were.
I have a little bit of an echo, so I don't know who I'm sharing orange with here, but I have to bring this down a little bit. Is that okay with you? Okay, perfect.
I hate when you're echoing.
I know, I'm echoing all over the place. We have Tim manning the phones this morning. Tim, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Have you missed me all summer?
Terribly.
To tell you how much I missed you, I can't even put it into exact words. What about you, Sin?
Oh, like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's faking it
so
in there.
So excited to
I don't think he missed
you.
Us even a little bit.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It gets a little boring when the shows are taped.
Right?
I know. So for all of you who didn't realize, I think we told everybody anyways, we've been, pre-recording our show, so we've had a lot going on this summer, been, you know, enjoying some time with our family, which has been awesome, right?
Or working 7 days a week.
Yeah, we've been, right. We've been working in between, but, trying to take it easy so we didn't have to come here on Saturdays.
So we pre-recorded.
But we're back and we're live. We have a couple announcements that we have to make, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know what? I'm actually still echoing, so I'm going to actually switch around here a little bit. I don't know. Can you guys hear me? Because I can't hear. That's
a
little bit better. I don't know who I'm sharing with, but that's better. Do I sound as echoey to you now? Okay, perfect. So there's a couple of announcements we want to make. We're having a great big show here this morning. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of nervous faces staring at us right
they'll
now.
They'll be fine.
This is like the quietest I've seen this group in a very long time. I know.
Can we just capture this moment?
I took a picture of it. What pretty ladies.
This is perfect. Oh, beautiful and smart.
Yes.
Oh.
So we had our show actually a couple of, maybe a month ago? A month or two ago? We had a live show and we had a bunch of our agents coming in and out. We were keeping it hyper local and we were keeping it about towns, more around Marshfield, touch towns here. And then we decided to expand out because we have a big brand new office, right?
Yeah.
So we have an office in Bridgewater, and this is where these lovely ladies all sort of station themselves, so to speak, in our annex over there. So they know the towns over there inside and out, which has been so valuable to all of us. They've been teaching us so much.
Fire.
Yeah. They're doing great. I know, but look at them. I mean, seriously.
I know. Well, how can they not?
Who wouldn't want to buy a house with them? I'd buy a house with them.
I'll hire you.
Any single one of them. I could shut my eyes and just like pick and I'd be like, I'll take that one.
Perfect.
They're all beautiful.
Are awesome. We're lucky to have you, ladies.
Yes. One thing I do want to talk about real quick, and I'll mention this again. We have been asked by Deputy Chief Ken McCormick from the Pembroke Fire Department just to make a little of announcement. I cannot believe that the 15th anniversary of 9/11 is this Sunday. I mean, the time just went by so fast.
15 years.
But they are the town of Pembroke. It says, please come to show your support of our military, fire, police, and their families. Sunday, 9/11 at 4 p.m. It's going to be on the Pembroke Town Green. Dan Clark, the singing trooper. I've heard a lot about him. I've never seen him. So I have an open house that ends at 4. So I'm hoping that I can get over there to see that. And this is going to be sponsored by the Pembroke Military Support Group, the American Legion Post, the AB Church Post 143. And, you know, just everybody, if you can get down there and support our troops, I think that that is, that's great. Support our troops, support our firefighters, support police, their family, everybody. So we'll make that announcement again. We have not just myself here. Obviously, Cindy's here.
Oh, where else would I be?
I don't know.
On
I'm
Saturday
so glad
morning.
That you're here. I saw you, you know, calling
she
me
earlier.
She had
to zip me up on the way in. I didn't
even
have
I'm
my
like,
dress
you didn't
zipped.
Even zip your
that's
dress.
That's my life.
Where? What are you doing?
And she doesn't even say anything. She just zips me up. Like, here she is again.
She's yelling and screaming and in and out of her car, and I'm just zipping up her dress. Like, hey, I'll just take care of that aspect of it. I think that I heard one of the young ladies here saying, can we have a little bit of an underwear check here? So.
It's all good.
So, oh, they're all blushing. But hey, that's just real life. That's how it rolls. Yeah. But we have Trish Flynn with us this morning as well. Trish was here the last time. And Trish is our office manager for our Bridgewater office. Mm. She was previously for Pembroke, but had those little cherubs. Mm. Got to tell you.
Monsters.
So, they're so they were so good cute. Last night.
They were very good for being up super late.
Yeah. So Mackenzie, I had announced, Mackenzie plays volleyball for St. Michael's College, and they are playing. They played against Stonehill last night, so they're in a tournament. They have two more games today at 1:30 and 4:30. So if you're interested in watching a Division II volleyball women's volleyball game, I mean it's fun.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it's
faster
exciting,
than you thought, huh?
Super fast. Yeah.
Yeah. I know, and we got all kinds of great pictures. So you can go onto our Facebook page. I am facebook.com/ShamMcNamara. So you can see all of my personal pictures that I put on there. But her. Look, you guys are bored already, but Trish used to babysit Casey and Mackenzie, and then there's a picture of 5'10 Mackenzie holding Luke, and Luke just, like, staring at her so, like, mesmerized, you know?
Like, I know. It's crazy. It's amazing how time flies.
Yeah, and I was so surprised to see you guys there. Trish picked St. Mike's for Mackenzie because she's an alum, so... Yeah. But do you want to give a little announcement about our grand opening?
Yeah, so our grand opening is Thursday evening from 3 to 7. I know Sharon's been advertising it as 4, but you can come at 3. We'll be ready for you.
Oh,
it's all over the place at 4.
At 4, if she looked at our invitations. I'm just messing with you,
Is it 4
Sharon.
Or 3?
It's 3.
Oh, I thought it was 4.
Right, so did I now, because I've been paying attention to everything
you're posting. I should change some of that
and
stuff.
And I was going to be there
well,
after
you know,
4.
It's the special people.
Well, you can come at 4, Cindy.
Special people come at 3, so I should be there at 3. Right.
You should be there at 2:30, Sharon. Come on.
Tell her 2:30. She'll get there about 6:30, 6:45.
No, but you know what?
Just wrap things up.
No, this is what you guys are probably doing to me. It's probably really at 4. Now you're telling me it's at 3, so I'll be there at 3. I know how you play.
It's really at 4, Sharon. We tell you too.
I know. So announce it one more time.
Yes. So it is Thursday, September 15th, from 3 to 7.
What's the address there, Trish?
It's 63 Main Street, Suite 6, or right upstairs. It's a white building. It's called the Waterbridge Building. Mm. So just remember, Waterbridge.
Okay. Yep.
So it's like right past Cumberland. It's Cumberland Farms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like two buildings out. Yep. One way in, one way out.
Yeah. That's I was nice. Working over there
nice
this week.
Spot. Isn't it awesome?
So, oh my gosh, it was so great. So Mary and Melissa, we're going to be, so that's my real estate team. We're going to be working out of there at least once a week. So we picked sort of Wednesdays as our day, and it was so nice. I ended up there Wednesday and then half a Thursday. So it was great.
And I bet you got a ton done.
I thought there was some, you
the
know.
The transition.
Yeah, you know, it's like all the bags, and then I left everything in your office, so I had to send Nanu out to get everything, and Nanu's our courier, so thank you, Nanu. Oh, by the way, girls,
I know,
behave.
I thought that was code for something. You're like, my Red Bull folder. Like, Red Bull. I'm like, is she voice texting me? Because I don't
know. What is a Red Bull folder?
I don't know. It was supposed to just be like Billfold.
Billfold. Okay.
Yeah, it's my bills. It's like I put all the bills in it.
But that completely, that one letter completely changed that whole text.
Yeah.
My Red Bull folder.
I don't know what that is.
Because I'm not sure.
Trish, I hit Red Bull and vodka in your office. So that's the code. Like
Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly.
So how about if we get to introducing some of these young ladies with us as well? So we'll start down here with Amanda because she looks the least nervous. So by the time we get down here,
Yeah, Val, you'll be all set.
So, good morning.
Hello. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you. Any better, I'd be on vacation.
Yep.
But being here with you guys feels like one. So tell us a little bit about you and, you know, just who you are.
So my name is Amanda Messier. I grew up in Taunton, but I currently live in Rainham, and that's the town I'm representing today. So we're going to talk about the absorption rate, the market, some fun facts about Rainham, a lot of good information.
Awesome. Great. Wonderful. Isn't she wonderful? She's cute as a button, by the way.
Absolutely. Yes.
And next is our... Don't be scared. I'll say your name. You want me to say your name? Yeah. The next person we have is Kristen. So tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Kristen Ruggiero, and I am originally from Brockton. I currently live in Middleborough, and I will be speaking about Middleborough and Wareham.
And, too, you also have a summer place, right?
In Onset.
In Onset. So you spend a lot of time down there. So you're sort of a go-to person, you know, so just because we're located on the South Shore and the South Coast, Janice. We have all these little private jokes. But you're, excuse me, you're very good for our office because we can reach out to you about, you know, different properties. And then when we get to Val, Val has a property down there herself. And since Mark did some plumbing there, now he's like on a vision board of looking for little cottages down the Cape. So. No, well, it's all your fault.
I can help you with that.
Oh, perfect.
I can too.
Okay, perfect.
We're both from Brockton.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, so please let me tell you the story. Like, these girls joined our office, and look at Cindy. Cindy's like, hey, I'm from Braintree, and I am not taking on a Brockton girl.
But I'm from East Braintree, so look out.
Yeah, watch it. We have a tough group here, but you know what? I have to tell you, like, we're having fun here today, and I really just want to make it, like, easy breezy today. We're definitely going to get into some facts when we come back from our first commercial, but... You know, this office, one of the great things about our office is that I feel everybody is so supportive of each other. I feel like we're a teepee. You know, the teepees are built so everybody leans into each other and it just keeps that structure really strong, you know? Mm-hmm. So I love that about everybody, feeling home, don't you think? I mean, you guys have been in a couple different offices and you know, differences. We're lucky. We have a lot of great offices. I'm not saying that we don't in the area, but we sort of like to try to keep it more like family, you know, and helping each other. So when we first met, I gotta say, it was like Janice was introduced to me, right? And she's like, well, I'm bringing my friend Val. And I was like, well, I wouldn't think of it any other way. And I said to Trish, you better come with me. Because, I don't recruit. It's like people find us and it's like I'm so bad at it because I don't want to steal somebody else's agent from another broker, all these other things. But we're all finding each other, right?
Yes.
So we accept agents. We go through this process. There we are having lunch. Kristen was invited to because...
I grabbed Kristen, too. Oh, and I'll bring my other friend, Kristen.
So I'm bringing somebody else. And Laurie Reaney, obviously. I've known Laurie forever. She was representing Duxbury last time we were here. So Laurie introduced me to these ladies. And honest to God, I was sitting next to Val, right? You were next to me. And Val's, like, giving me this look, like... I'm just telling you, I can read a person in 3 seconds. And I'm like... Then I started sweating inside, and I'm like, "Sheesh!" Like,
she didn't give you that look. She told you that.
I know.
And she continued to text on her phone. I was watching her.
Yeah, the whole time she's like, "I'm really busy for this." Yeah. Like, if she thinks I'm joining her office, like, she's gonna have to beg
me.
Now
that's not true.
No, I know. No, but it was a lot of fun though. But it was good because everybody felt immediately that we could all be ourselves, and I thought that was great. And then you just loved them as soon as they came in.
The second they walked in the door. Fabulous. Yeah. Loved them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're up to Janice. What's up with you?
Hi, my name is Janice Wright.
Even though
I'm wearing a tag that says Doris because they sent me the wrong name tag.
That's weird. I've been hunting for that name tag.
Serious?
And then they ordered another one because they're like, we don't know where it went. And I was
they owe me a Janice Wright name tag.
Oh, for the love.
But she's
at least we found it, so Doris has too.
Right. Anyway.
I am. I love name tags. Anywhere I go, I wear my name tag.
You'll be me for a day because I'm tired of being me.
Just you for be one me. Day. No. I'm giving her my tag. Where's mine? I don't even know if I have one. Do I have one? Do I get one of them?
You do. It's somewhere.
All right.
It's probably in your desk drawer.
I have two, so you should have one. My name's spelled two different ways on them, so...
I have two and I keep losing one. It's always the one I want.
I know.
I have two and I keep losing the good one.
The good one.
And Sharon goes, you need a new name tag. That one's... I know, but the other one has gum all over it.
You look really good with your tags.
This one I just pulled out, too, brand new, and it was the wrong name.
Well, but leaving you today. That's going to
be I'll take that.
You can talk.
Oh, she just bagged me on mouthing words to her. So I grew up in Somerville, but also transferred high schools and went to Marshfield High. So I am a bit of South Shore, too. Yep. And when I got married and decided to raise children, I am over on the South Coast area. I am at, I grew up raising my children in Lakeville since 2000. Mm-hmm. So I will be talking about Lakeville today.
Yes. And you've done a lot of moving in your life. Like
I have.
Like, this is a woman with a plan. And one day she, and first of all, Slugger, if you go on to our Facebook page, too, I think that we have some stuff on there. We all have Facebook page. We'll make sure we do a blog on this so you can get in touch with all of us. She has a new little puppy, Slugger.
And Bulldog.
Bulldog, yeah. And we have to introduce them to Gracie.
I know.
Oh, she one we're day over the summer, here. She's like in her Jeep. She's like, hey, where are you? And I was like, yeah, we're down the boat. And she's like, all right, well, we're going to take a ride. I was like, all right, we're food shopping. I'll let you know when we come back. And then lo and behold, we're out for a boat ride. There's Slugger. Mark's like cooling Slugger down.
I know, it was great.
And then she tells me on the back of the boat, she's like, I had a plan. And then you told me all about getting engaged and how you ended up in a fight. And it's like, I had a plan. I was going to get married. I was going to have a house. And you had like 3 houses in what, 5 years?
Yeah, we built 3 houses in the first 5 years we were married. So
and you're still married, I'm so pretty, it's really good. Yeah, right?
I'm it's pretty amazing. Familiar with new construction. so that's definitely true.
I know the do's and the don'ts.
I lived in Marshfield. I live in Lakeville now. And I had a jewelry business where I traveled all over Massachusetts. So that's why you'll see I list a lot of houses, not just in Lakeville, even though I love my hometown.
Yes, absolutely. And that is a good point here is, you know, we're each targeting a certain different town, but we all service all of these areas. So it makes it nice, though, because since each one of us either grew up somewhere or we, you know, live in a town, we can all talk about and helping each other through those processes. So, and to just want to let you know that I think that the Dorchester office has been secured verbally. Let's say that.
Nice.
Yes. So awesome. Pretty sure we're going to be in Adams Village. So awesome. I couldn't be more excited about
congrats.
That. So
that's
we'll give
great.
More about that. This is all about Bridgewater today,
awesome.
Though. Okay, and last but not least, are you calm now?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah, but you were out last night at a wonderful concert. Yeah. Yeah, so the concert was good.
But I'm here, girls.
Yes, yes. So tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, I'm Valerie Lyons. I'm a Brockton native. I currently live in Easton for the last 8 years, and I'll be covering Easton today.
That's awesome. And Valerie, I mean, all of you guys have been super, super busy, but Valerie was the one that I was just, because people can't see. I'm going to try to get onto Periscope so you can see what we look like here, but you were the one sort of like, I'm from Brockton, and I can read a person in 30 seconds, right? Not even, you don't even need 30 seconds. 3 seconds.
Pretty much.
Yeah. we're going to shift right down to Trish, even though everybody does know you. Trish, why don't you just tell everybody a little bit more about you and what town you're going to be discussing today?
Oh, goodness. I'm tired. It was a late night for me last night. That was like 9:30. 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9:30. That's what I figured. Yeah. Or
so,
Trish.
Yes, I know. So I'm Trish Flynn. I'm originally from Hanson. Like Sharon said, I went to St. Mike's, and now I live in Bridgewater with my husband, Nick, and my 2 boys, Luke and Pete.
And Nana listens every week.
And Nana does listen every week, whether I'm here or not. She's a fan of the show.
And what town are you going to be talking about today?
I'm going to be talking about Bridgewater, because last time I talked about Hanson, and now I'm talking about Bridgewater, because that's where I live, and there's a lot going on. I started doing some research. I'm like, I'm not such a very good townie. I don't know all the stuff that's going on. I should pay attention.
Well, how long have you lived there? You've been there?
It'll be 6 years. Already? So I feel like it's, I know.
What?
Holy smokes.
6 years. I thought it was like a year.
Holy moly. That was like genuine right there. Like,
I know.
That went by
that
fast.
That was like one of the first purchases of Boston Connect.
I remember that.
Awesome.
I remember Mark like filled up with tears when our offer got accepted. I remember oh my God, Mark's crying. I'm not crying yet because I know in real estate it's only the first step.
I mean, let's just state for the record, and my husband is sort of tough, but he's emotional.
Because I was your babysitter,
I
full circle, and it was like, sweet, Boston Connect's making some money.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny though with Mark, talking about Mark, everybody knows Mark, McNamara Plumbing. A lot of our listeners actually, you know, hire him. Last night, I actually put on Facebook, like, hey, if you have nothing to do tonight, why don't you come to see Watch Mackenzie play? She'll be there Friday night and Saturday. And friends of ours from, they live in Hingham. They keep their boat in Scituate. And they've known the girls literally since they were 2 and 3. And they came walking in last night. And
oh, is that? Because those are the only people I didn't know in the cheering section.
Yeah, so they just came walking in, and it was nice. But you know what? I saw Mr. McNamara's. I saw his eyes well up, and I'm like, get it together.
He's such a
I'm the tough one, Val.
Yeah.
His eyes well up every time he sees me.
Uh-huh.
Me too. That's all of it.
Yeah. I see his eyes swell up when he looks at Slugger.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. So we got all of that fun stuff out of the way. So you know who we are. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford and all of our crew here. We're so excited to have them with us. So today we're going to be keeping it hyper-local. We're going to be talking about Rainham.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about Middleborough and Wareham. Yes. We're going to be talking about Lakeville.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about Easton.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about Bridgewater. But if there are any towns that you want to specifically talk to us about or just talk about real estate, whether it's buying a home, selling a home, trying to navigate that process at the same time. Multifamilies, we have a little bit of experience with that. Janice currently has a multi. Yeah, we have a lot of experience with multifamilies recently. Anything you want to discuss real estate, feel free to just intercede and interrupt us because Tim will take your call and you'll get to talk to us one-on-one, 781-837-4900, and we will be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the fair way. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with all of these wonderful, beautiful realtors that we have here. All full-time realtors, by the way, which is really important to say.
Yeah.
781-837-4900. If you have any questions for us, please feel free to just call. We haven't been here live in a while, so we'd love for somebody to give us a ring-a-ling.
Yeah.
Jingling. It's almost Christmas.
All right, I'll talk about Bridgewater now.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, Bridge. Thank you. Because we can just
Cindy's
go on.
I know. Yeah. All right, so some of the questions that we had, average sales price right now in Bridgewater, which I was very happy about. Condos was 196,961, which is kind of a funny number.
Yeah. So what is that? That's how many listings there are. What?
No, that's the average price for condos.
Could you just focus a little bit?
Listen, my headphone fell out.
And then, and then for single families, it's 372,389. Which is good. I was surprised because when I did this for Hanson, Hanson's was really low, I felt.
Really? I thought Hanson was an expensive town. But
I thought so, too. But the price was
apparently
really
I'm wrong, I guess.
So what are you saying the median prices for single-family houses?
372. $389.
Okay. All right, perfect.
And I think part of that, oh, well, I'll go to days on market. So I did two things, days on market and days to offer, because they are two different things.
Yep.
So for condos, days to offer is 35 and single family was 38.
Yeah.
But I feel like some of them has been shorter, but it's the average, so some things sit on a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, price has everything to do with it. I mean, if you want your house to sell, you just have to price it the right way, because you guys might not have this information, so I'm not going to put it out there, but sale price to list price ratio, generally speaking, we've been seeing 98, 99, right, and over.
And 100,
yeah,
102.
102, yeah. So sale price to list price ratio for our listeners is what the sale price is, what the list price is. So that ratio, we used to, like, years ago, it used to be lower, you know, it might have been,
it was like 88,
yeah,
92,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So people would be like, oh, I'm just, we hear that right now. Some of our boomers actually are the ones that are the most misinformed, because that's how it was when they purchased their home 25, mm-hmm, 35, 45 years ago. Oh, we just put it on for this amount and someone will throw us an offer. Well, they did that because they didn't have statistics the way we do. We have this thing called a smartphone, and we just sit in front of a house and we push a button and we know how much everything around it sold, right, for. So that's why it doesn't happen that way anymore. What about some fun facts or a fact?
Well, Bridgewater is part of the Bridgewater Triangle.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
You don't know?
No,
it's,
I don't.
It's like spooky stuff. I don't know if you're a believer,
but
there's like UFO sightings, Bigfoot, like crazy birds.
Sasquatch.
Bigfoot?
Sasquatch, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really a bunch of towns. It's like the Hockomock Swamp.
Hockomock
is...
Hockomock. I should know that. So I lived in West Bridgewater.
It's where spirits dwell.
I believe it.
Spooky.
I'm telling you right now,
when you lived
I know
there, did you
for
experience
sure. 100%. That house was damn haunted. I think that was... I think it was built on an Indian burial ground.
I believe that.
Yeah.
So there's a huge documentary right now.
Is there?
So you can watch it, yeah.
Awesome.
But it's like... Rehoboth, Freetown, Abington. I don't know how Abington gets in the mix, but West Bridgewater, East Bridgewater, Bridgewater, Middleborough, Dighton, Berkeley, yeah, Raynham, Norton, Easton.
Yeah, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's cool. I think that's a fun fact.
Yeah,
that is a fun fact. So yeah, fun, I'm like thrilled.
Go. Yeah.
What are some other things you want to discuss about Bridgewater?
So our absorption rate, super low, mm-hmm, a month for both condos and single families. And then new construction, it's kind of booming right now in Bridgewater.
Mm.
There's quite a few developments going in. There's a giant one, the Bridgewater Preserve, which is going to be 93 homes. Phase one is nearly sold out. They haven't opened phase two yet, which I know a lot of people are dying to get in. But the price has jumped significantly from phase one to phase two. So, like, it was $439 to start, and those people that got in were very smart, because now the bottom's going to be like $500.
Yeah,
really,
is what I'm feeling. They won't release the prices yet, but they're going way up. Is what they told me. So, with that, you can pick. There's one of seven colonials you can pick, or four ranch styles.
Mm. And how many houses total in that?
93.
So that's, and that is sort of what happens with new construction anyways. I mean, usually the first ones in are the ones that sort of get the better deal. You have to deal with the construction for the next few years, couple of years. I mean, with a big project like this, it's going to be a few years until they're 100%. So,
yeah. And it's probably like the open concept. So they're a little bit closer together, but there's space.
Is it a 40B?
They haven't put that anywhere.
Okay.
And none of the listings have said
40B.
Affordable, so
okay. All right.
I don't know.
Perfect.
But they look beautiful. I've been to the model. It's very nice.
Awesome.
Go there.
So so we can sneak on over to someone else's. Do you have anything else for Bridgewater? Do you have something to say about Bridgewater?
No.
Oh, okay.
She just wants to be next.
Okay.
Like, now she's ready.
Yeah,
before,
now,
she
I
didn't
mean,
want to talk. Now she's like, me
sorry,
next.
Stop interrupting, Val.
I will be next.
Okay. You can
look
say
at
that.
Her.
I know.
I really think she just wants to get it over with.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's like jumping off the diving board. I know.
Just jump right in.
Any other things, Trish, about Bridgewater?
No, there's just a couple more developments going in. Our 55 up, we have two communities. There's nothing to be found in them for sale. So the inventory is super, super low. You know, there's been a big transition with our schools. We had a roof collapse in 2015, and they probably won't have an answer on anything till 2017. So the kids have kind of been shuffled around. So, like, the middle school has turned into the elementary school, sort of, mm-hmm. and they took the 7th and 8th grade and split them up, so which kind of stinks, but that's not their long-term plan. I think in 2007 we'll know more what's going to happen.
Yeah,
we'll do a full-day kindergarten.
Yeah.
Huge, huge selling point for me.
Yeah, for me too. I'm so happy that you chose that town. You know, being the manager of our Bridgewater office, why don't you one more time talk about the grand opening.
So we have our grand opening Thursday evening. Please stop in. Come grab a glass of wine or beverage or some food. From 3 to 7, we'll be there at 63 Main Street, Suite 6. We're on the second floor of the Waterbridge building.
Perfect. Thanks, Trish. And Trish, if anyone wants to get in touch with you because they want to talk to you about Bridgewater or Hanson or any of the other towns that you service, what is...
They can call me at 781-223-3286.
One more time because it is radio.
781-223-3286.
Perfect. And Trish is going to be staying with us as we talk about other towns. So ladies, if any of you have anything to talk about with any of these towns, feel free to just jump in. So one of the things about Bridgewater is we all know that Bridgewater State College is there, right? So it's no
State
longer
University.
State University now. Yeah, University now. So, which is great. Casey actually took her prep class for the LSAT test there this summer. And Molly and Maddie McNamara, the twins, are sophomores this year.
Oh,
so our nieces are go over there as well. So.
So does my daughter Haley.
Oh yeah, right. What year
is
she?
She's a junior.
She's a junior this year. Oh, that's awesome. So it's nice though, because it's a really nice location, really convenient.
Perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. So if you do want an investment property, like Janice, that you have that multifamily there right near the college. So if you are an investor and you're looking for something with rentals, I mean, that would be a great place.
Right, right. We went under agreement real quick when he put it on the market, that's for sure. Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, perfect. So next up is Val. Val Lyon.
Hi, everyone.
So Val, again, just to recap, Val is a native of Brockton. She currently lives in Easton, and she's going to be talking about the town of Easton, but she certainly does service all the areas locally. I've been watching all those closings coming in. You just hit the big milestone in our office as the first agent to hit this milestone, so congratulations to you
Thank
on that.
Thank you.
Yes. She gets embarrassed about it, but whatever. I want to put it out there.
Awesome.
I
think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the town of Easton, some of the things you love, some of the statistics and all that.
So the average sale price currently in Easton is $323,278. I thought that was low.
That seems low to me.
Me too.
There's 54 single-family homes on the market currently, 11 condos. It takes just under 2 months to sell that inventory. The average days on market is 88. The medium home value is $364,400. It's a great town. What can I say? I mean, they have a brand new state-of-the-art 55 plus the residence at Five Corners. It's a beautiful building that went up very quickly. I think the rates are reasonable for what a 55 plus is to be in, you know, Easton. We are known for metal. The foundries in Easton made metal, and we are Shovel Town. We are the creator of the shovel.
Ames.
And Oak Ames developed the shovel.
How's that for intelligence right there? Did you see me just pull that out of nowhere?
And just a little...
I'm so good in barroom settings with, like, dumb trivia.
The Shovel Museum is at Stonehill College.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting for Sharon.
Yeah. Oh, I'll go look at it today while I'm there watching the volleyball
game.
That's
right. So, but I love the town. I've been there 8 years. Like I said, I'm a native of Brockton. I do service all of the South Shore area, and if you need any information about Easton or you'd like to list or sell your home or buy something, feel free to call me.
Go ahead.
My number is 774-259-8937.
You're cracking me up because you just want this done with in the worst way.
I was just going to say my phone number for Val.
I know. She's like, and I'm done. And I jumped off the high diving board. So, no, but the information that you have is, I'm actually quite surprised that Easton is that low. I was looking through. It doesn't look like I have statistics for my Easton. But I'm actually surprised.
The last, I went back to January. I mean, the active sale prices for actives is $431,000.
Yeah.
But for sales, since January, it's $323,278.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So from January till now, I mean, you're talking 8 months. Mm-hmm. It's not as high as I thought either.
Yeah. Do you think it's because there's a lot of modular homes there and mobile parks? I mean, there is a few of them.
I'm not sure that's what it is, but there's not a lot of... I mean, people think of Easton as a high, expensive town to live in, and it can be, depending on what price range you're looking in, but there's a lot of affordable housing there, too.
Yeah, well, that's really not... Like, I'm actually very surprised about that. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I feel that, you know, like, I know the town of Pembroke, you can get a house for, you know, $200,000, $250,000, or you can get a house for...
Eight.
I just sold one for $810,000, you know, or $820,000, you know? So there, we have a wide range. I would have never thought of Easton in that way, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm, you know, currently selling a house in Brockton in the 300 plus range, and you can get a house in Easton for that today. So, you know, there's plenty of affordable housing in Easton, and if you want to, you know, move into Easton, it's a great town. The school systems are phenomenal. I can't talk enough about the school systems.
Mm-hmm.
I have a first grader and a kindergartner in the Parkview school system, and I can't say enough about the schools.
That's awesome.
That's great.
And too, this is yet another town that has a big college in it, so Stonehill College, which is great. I mean, I think that's one of the things that we're so fortunate about, you know, in Boston in general, you know, our Boston area, but even on the South Shore, that we have so many, you know, a lot of medical, a lot of, you know, education. We're just really, really fortunate in our area, because I think that a lot of people from other states who are relocating into our towns would love to be in any of the towns that we're talking about today. So that was good, though. I'm really glad I learned a lot about Easton from that, and I'm surprised, but I'm glad in a good way. So are you ready?
Do you want to say your number again?
Yeah, and we want to give you a phone number again.
So again, my number is 774-259-8937. Valerie Lyons.
God. And we have Janice
is jumping at the bit.
Janice is going to fill in for us anytime.
Just say Val, your real estate gal is her little line. She forgot to say that.
So
I'm Janice Wright. Raising my children since 2000 in Lakeville, Massachusetts. It's a nice little town. And what I always say, there's a lot of people that still don't know where Lakeville is. I find this often. We're 45 minutes from the Cape. We're 45 minutes from Boston. We're 45 minutes from Providence. We are really centrally located. It's really nice. Currently, right now, a couple of good facts. There's the average days on the market. The single family home average sales price is $347,778. Average days on the market is 80. Mm-hmm. And out of that average sales price of $347,778, the lowest sold is $38,000 and the highest sold is $950,000.
Wow.
So
we
have a tremendous price range also, yes.
A lot of farms, but there's lakes and stuff there too, right?
I'm glad you said that, Sharon.
Well,
one of my fun facts is... we're surrounded by, we have four golf courses, we have ponds, Lakeville, we're surrounded by lakes. Long Pond is the biggest pond in Massachusetts. That is in Lakeville, Mass. That's what surrounds us. If you drive through Lakeville, you're driving all around that, and that's what you see. It's beautiful. Four golf courses. LeBaron Country Club is private. It's nice. It's quaint. Great restaurant. And three public golf courses. One's a 9-par. It's adorable. We also have 355 and over communities, which
but
I think is great.
But back to the golf courses, didn't you have something to do with a golf course recently?
Pacoy Brook sold this week, and I facilitated the process.
That was really good. Wow. I mean, you brought together the buyer and the seller on that. So
yes, and I think you're going to see some nice changes in there, too. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
And we have one other thing we have is 355 and over communities, Blueberry Estates, Twin Coach is a 55 and over, and then the Fairways is overlooks LeBaron Country Club, which is really nice.
With the lakes, are they all recreational? Because I know, like in Pembroke, some are not.
They're all recreational. They're not all motorized.
Okay,
I believe Assawamset Pond is more kayak, and there's a lot of kayaking and swimming. There's a lot of recreational, obviously Long Pond being the biggest. When you're out there, it's amazing. It's like, go out there and just take a drive around in your boat and the house, as you see it, it's beautiful.
So do you feel, I mean, in Lakeville, I mean, I know you live there full time and your home mm-hmm. is beautiful. I went to Joey's graduation party mm-hmm. that you tried not to tell me. And then I was like, yeah,
I told
Kristen,
her she was coming
Kristen.
To a barbecue. I was new with Boston Connect and I wanted Sharon to come over for sure and her husband.
I was
and,
newer.
Yeah.
And then Kristen had to, newer, yeah. And, I didn't tell her it was a graduation
but
party, but she found
Val,
out.
And I was like, is this a graduation party? She's
I didn't
like,
want
yes.
to bring. I didn't want her to bring a gift. She would have killed me, she said.
That she should tell you. I said, probably get fired.
Yes, absolutely.
And thank you. Yeah. It was a great party.
And I just can't lie.
I know. But, you know, one of the things when I was there, and I haven't gone through mm-hmm. Lakeville in a long time, you know, was, you know, your street is very, you know, big colonials and, you yeah. know, nice well, cul-de-sac. But you can also, is it a community where people could have as a vacation home, like just on the lakes?
Oh, that's a ton of that. A ton of that. So two, that's a great fact. When
oh, well,
you
thank
talked,
you. That's three. I'm three. Doing so I'm much better than you.
Great thing to
like
bring
seven.
Up for me.
So much better
when
than
you
today.
Were talking about new construction with Trish, I thought of what you said. There's 78 homes in my neighborhood. I was the number one lot. I was number two in the development. Great, because I came in at the very beginning, and mm-hmm. but I had to deal with the construction and the 78 homes that went up afterwards, but it was still worth it. So, yeah. you know, that's with the new construction. And wait, what was the other
homes
question?
Homes on like
oh,
the
yes,
lakes,
yes.
Like
so I recently, the past year, worked with a client, sold their house in Randolph, and we bought in Easton. What came out of that is an awesome referral. They were originally, their parents live in Bedford, Massachusetts, which is nowhere close to here.
But I'm so glad you said that, because I'm like, where's Bedford?
Yeah, it's like 2 hours from here. But that Easton couple that bought a house with me referred me to her parents, and they said, we want to be within 30 minutes of Easton. We want a summer home on some water. And I found them a home in Lakeville on Long Pond, and
nice.
We bought there. So yes, to answer your question.
And what would that price range be?
That price range honestly can go from, and I'll be honest, there's some cottages that aren't year-round that I believe that lowest price I told you about, the $38,000. Yeah. There's some cottages that'll go as low as that price to the million-dollar homes on the pond, absolutely. Okay. But it ranges.
But you could buy one of those smaller ones and winterize it or enlarge it maybe a little if you have the land or something.
Right,
that's
yes.
a great price, I mean, for anything.
Yes, yeah. yep, no yep.
I
it ranges.
Like and one,
right? You know, if you're looking, and if you're a buyer out there looking to purchase, Lakeville's, and this is a good fact for a buyer, is one of the strictest towns when it comes to the Title V. I know we all have the state regulations of Title V with the septic, but we also are all mostly well, like 98% well water. And we have the strictest, to sell your home, you have to test that water. We're the strictest, I believe, almost, I think, probably in the state. I haven't really looked that up, but we are the strictest around. As
you're
I sell
it, no one else is going to look it up.
As I sell in all the neighboring towns, I can't believe how many things we test for when we sell to get our Title V, which is a great fact for a buyer to know.
Right. Well, I think it's a great fact that you're making right now for sellers as well. So I
yes.
mean, this whole process
yep.
of
yep.
buying a house and selling a house, navigating at the same time, it can be difficult, it can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be, right?
Right.
That's one of my commercials that I just did with Rob and Lisa. It doesn't have to be, but all of these, do you agree? I mean,
yes.
us included. You know, we bring in so many experts into our office to train us, because our goal is to give our clients value, and the value we're giving our clients is, hey, I know all about Title V and
oh, yes.
wells.
I know what you have to test for. I know
everything.
What water has to be pulled. Yep, absolutely.
So that's great. So in, not even just for individual towns, but, and you know, one of the nice things too is I have a property in Brockton, and that went under agreement in about a minute, and it was a client of mine. Actually, I will say this out loud because she's probably listening. Alice Delaney, she listens to the show. She has been using Mark McNamara for a plumber for about 30 years. There are times in my life where I've said to Mark, I feel like you love Alice Delaney more than you love me. So let's just go there. She's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. So she referred me to her daughter. Her house is in Brockton. And as soon as that we got that under agreement, I think, Val, she sent me a text message right away and said, don't forget, it takes 30 days to get the smoke inspection in Brockton, because every town is different.
Right. Totally
but
different.
But just out of the blue, she sent me that text as a reminder. You know what I mean? So that's one of the things I love about just this group of us that we have. So,
and can I just say one last fact, which I think is an awesome fact for Boston Connect
Real Estate? I'm
going to
go right through my break. Is that okay? That's good. Okay.
Boston Connect Real Estate. One reason why I joined, it was Sharon's motto to me was, it's all about connecting Boston to the South Shore, to the South Coast, to the Southeast, to everywhere in this Massachusetts area. And I don't call this a coincidence, but that my last, these last 2 months, three houses of that I listed sold, and the buyers were from Winthrop, Waltham, and Malden. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the Malden one is my Bridgewater, but still connecting Boston to the South Shore, and I think that's Boston Connect Real Estate is really diligent about that.
She's good. Did you get that on tape? Because seriously, we're going to use that in a commercial. You pay attention in there, too.
The whole show is on tape.
I don't want to know everything
you say.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. That's good and bad. But, you know, that's another thing with the Dorchester office, which we're so excited about. It's 0.05 miles to the Granite Ave exit.
Oh.
So 0.05.
Well, that would have been convenient for my Milton listing had it been up and running.
I know, right? So that's what I was saying. Very convenient to, you know, to Milton and to Quincy's and the Weymouths, because we have another whole bunch that are just from that area. Right. So we're just saying that we're connecting the dots.
Yay!
Think about it. I love it. I love
it. She just comes up, it just flows. Blah. Me, I'm like, what did you say? I'm sorry, what? Blah. What? Yeah.
Thank you.
I love that dress. I mean, you're really...
You're showing a little too much leg.
You're showing some leg there.
I can't help it. I think the cleaner shrunk it.
Yes, you're all set. So why don't we give your phone number? Okay. Janice Wright,
thank you. 508-958-9448.
One more time.
508-958-9448. Janice Wright, thank you.
Perfect. And if anybody, don't worry if you miss any of our numbers or any of this information, we're going to do a blog on it and we'll put it all on our, we'll put it on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we'll do, Sharon.
Do you want to take over here?
Oh, okay.
Introduce.
So, listen, I get the pleasure of introducing Kristen Ruggiero. Probably said that wrong,
no,
but that's
it's
okay.
Perfect. It's perfect. You said it right.
Thank you. And so I'm so excited to hear what you have to say.
I'm covering two towns.
I'm going to push that microphone. Yeah, give her that. Okay, there we go.
Wareham and Middleborough. I have homes in both towns. Wareham, surprisingly, has a higher average sales price than Middleborough. The average sales price in Wareham is $339,000. Hmm. Yep. And Middleborough is $314,900. Wareham has more homes on the market right now, almost twice as many homes than Middleborough. Wareham has 155 single-family homes on the market, and Middleborough has 77.
Do you think that people, now that summer is over, like, are you seeing more listings come on? So people are like, all right, we've had our last summer.
Yes,
let's put
they're
the house,
done.
Yeah,
yep.
Let's put the house on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk. We're going to talk afterwards.
Yes.
And Val can help.
Absolutely. I think Onset, in general, I know very well. I feel it's a hidden gem. A lot of people don't know about it. It's really close to Middleborough. It's close to everything. It's before the bridge, no traffic, great restaurants.
And I'm over the bridge.
And you're over the bridge? So where is your house is not Onset. Your house is Wareham.
In Bourne.
Okay, right. So you're over the bridge.
Correct.
I know Mark pointed out your house as we were going through the canal.
Yeah, so we're in Grey Gables.
Okay.
It's a small development on the canal.
Okay, perfect. And then you're right on the water, right?
I'm in the ghetto.
No, I'm not. And she can say that only because we're, you know, Brockton and everything else,
Brockton,
right?
Brockton by the sea, they call it, but it really isn't.
Yeah. Very nice. And Dorchester, no, but that's not a really good term. But we can say it because we feel like, whatever, we can get away with
we
it.
We own it. But, no, there's a lot of fun things to do. There's yacht clubs. There's tons of boating.
The beach.
Tons of coastline. There's 54 miles of coastline in Onset. So people that say it's not the Cape, I disagree. Because
and lots of marinas,
tons.
Right?
Yep, there's two marinas. Yeah, there's a ton to do. They have a lot of festivals. They have fireworks. They have a Cape Verdean festival. They
I watched the fireworks
festival.
From Bourne.
You know what? Val and I are going to have words after this. We went to school together, and she knows I was tougher than her. I'm just saying. No.
I'm in the middle of the two of them right now. Literally in life, too. We're all good friends.
But Middleborough as well is a great town. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to do there. They also have a lot of festivals. We have a great... woman that got into the selectman's office. Her name is Leilani Dalby, and she has brought a lot of tourism to the town.
That's great.
Yes, it's they're both great towns,
Middleborough has a phenomenal school system. I've had kids go through all three of the different school systems. And
what grade are the kids in now? Because
my kids are Haley's 20. She's at Bridgewater. Bella is 15, and she's at the high school in a sophomore year, and Matthew is in eighth grade.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. A fun fact about any of these? Or
just
a historical fact?
What Trish said, the town hall is haunted.
Okay.
they actually have ghost tours during
That's
Halloween.
Fun.
So
That's
it
fun.
Is fun. I went once, and I was very scared. There were all kinds of orbs in the pictures. And
really?
Yeah, so I'm not going again. I don't like
Well, when you leave anything, when I leave an antique home, I get outside. Has anyone showed antique with me? What
yes,
do I do?
You always wipe your feet.
I wipe my feet. I'm like, I am bringing that mojo home with me, and I wipe my feet on the grass.
Literally, like barefoot?
Yeah. No,
like the bottom of my shoes.
Okay.
It's like, I'm not bringing any of you home with me. I'm all set. I got my own.
Yeah.
So, all right, perfect. Any other fun facts we want to tell? I can't believe how fast time is going by.
I know, it's flying by. I think just as far as Wareham goes, the Cape Cod Canal, it was really tiny, and they dredged it years and years ago, so it's huge now. And I did read that 2/3 of the building of homes in Wareham have been since 1950, so it's become a huge beach town, and they've done a ton of developing.
That's awesome. And we also have Mass Maritime.
Yes.
It's right there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so that's great.
I
like
can actually
said,
almost see that from my house.
Oh, yeah.
Val.
So can I.
So see how close we are?
We are
literally
very close.
I
We've
know.
Always
but
been
But I
very
love
close.
That the two of you put a damn canal in between.
We needed
Pretty
to.
Good thing, like,
I'm
right?
I'm just kidding. I
now
love
you
Val.
Got Janice between
well,
you now.
Janice.
Yeah.
The Somerville girl between the two Brockton girls.
The rose.
Yeah. You got the Dorchester girl over here just like, we're just going to mind our business over here. So.
She's the thorn between two roses. Don't be mistaken.
Yeah.
No, my motto is don't mistake my kindness for weakness, because I am very kind, but I am very strong. So there's no thorn here.
No. So, well, how can we people get in touch with you? So, Kristen, obviously, you're a full-time real estate agent and advisor. You've been, you know, at another company and everything. Recently joined us, but it seems like forever ago. Mm-hmm. So we are thrilled to have you at Boston Connect Real Estate.
I do love it here.
One of our 46 agents now, so which is great. So how can people get in touch with you?
My cell phone number is 774-274-0109.
One more time.
774-274-0109.
Perfect. And to all our listeners, don't worry if you don't get any of this. Poor Amanda, she's been the most patient one of them all, and we're going to run out of time for her. But we'll put all of this information on our website so you can get in touch with all of them and with myself and Cindy. One more time, I just want to give another reminder. Kenneth McCormick from, he is the deputy chief, fire department, fire chief in the town of Pembroke. He wanted me to announce to all of you, and I got to tell you, our fire department, we got some hot fire, no pun intended, but they came in, the alarm was going off last week, and I was like, hey guys, want some water? They were all in full gear. I was like, whew, it was great. I was like, oh, it's getting hot in here. No, but they're all good guys, super good guys, and you know what? They thought there was a fire in our building, and they came running in. So I give them a lot of credit for that. That doorbell just means about real estate.
I thought that was the fireman.
Yeah, come on in. But we're at the 15th anniversary. Cannot believe it. 9/11 vigil. So please come show your support of our military, fire, police, and their families. These are all the people who had family and friends and everybody running into the Twin Towers there in New York. And it seems like yesterday to me. But so it's going to be this Sunday, which is 9/11. At 4 p.m. It's going to be on the Pembroke Town Green. Dan Clark, the singing trooper, is going to be performing, so I'm actually looking really forward to seeing that. And this is going to be sponsored by the Pembroke Military Support Group, the American Legion Post, the AB Church Post 143. So please come show your support to all these wonderful military, fire, police, and their families. I cannot say enough about these people. So thank you again for all of your service. And too, we'll mention Nick is, you know, military. I mean, we're all about the veterans in our office, so really, I mean, Fairway Mortgage, that's their our main sponsor here. They do a lot. Cindy does a lot, so we all do a lot. It's great. Amanda, I'm sorry, baby, but we're going to bring you back for a solo show. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you, and I know you have the town of Rainham.
Yes, I am Rainham. I love Rainham. It's like small town USA to me. If you're not on Route 138 or Route 44, you're not going to find a stoplight. Like that kind of, it's 21 square miles. It's this little tiny, little cute little place. Mm-hmm. The average square sale price of single family homes was about $371,770. So it's up there. We're doing pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
121 units sold in the last 6 months. 89 of those were single families. 21 condos sold with an average sale price of $297,780. Wow. So even our condos are. I don't know if you've seen the condo complex kind of over there on Hill Street, but those are really nice. Those are our latest and greatest condo developments.
And don't you have, I mean, I think that you have something coming up, don't you? Like your dad's going to be doing something, right, in Rainham?
So there's a lot of new construction going up in Rainham. So there's a big 80-lot subdivision going in on Locust Street. Stay tuned for that in a couple of years. Up and coming, the road's going in, the water was just put in, all that kind of stuff. So we're in the early stages there. As well, there's other new construction over on Locust Street. There's still some land for sale over there. If you're interested, I can definitely facilitate and get that happening for you.
You're so articulate. I love it.
I know.
Thanks. something, too, about the dog track is reopening.
Yes. Yeah, so for everybody that is a former dog track fan, congratulations. Tomorrow night, reopening.
No, tonight.
Tonight. Oh, sorry. Today's Saturday.
Monday holiday throws you off.
Yeah. I don't know what day it is ever. The dog track is reopening tonight. The restaurant opens. You can see Kristen Ruggiero there serving. So if you have any other questions about anything she said, go see her there tonight. Rainham is a lot of fun things. So there's Johnson's Pond. There's the dog track. We have one of the largest flea markets on the South Shore.
Love that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If anybody's into country music, Lee Bryce's song, I Drive Your Truck, written about a Rainham resident.
Hanson resident.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's played it. Oh, sorry. But she's played it several times, Kristen Merlin.
Well, the person that just, is he the one that I Drive My Truck? She just won the truck. It was one of my neighbors, Michelle Weir. Lived literally across the street from Cindy. Mm. Yep. But we digress. That's a fun fact.
I've seen it driving around Rainham.
No, you have?
Yeah. Yep. It's cute with the little flags going and everything.
That's awesome.
Yep. So that's the Rainham fun fact. So school system, Rainham is regional with Bridgewater. So we have Bridgewater Rainham Regional High School. Rainham does have their own middle school, two elementary schools. Everything's obviously really close. You only got 21 miles, so where are you going?
Yeah, you can walk it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if anybody's run the Boston Marathon, you've run Rainham. Yeah. So,
all right, Amanda, if people want to get in touch with you, and we owe you, okay? So I have an IOU. You're going to come on. You're going to let everybody know how super smart you are. You're one of our fabulous real estate agents full time at Boston Connect Real Estate. How can people get in touch with you?
My direct line is 508-536-8764.
One more time.
508-536-8764.
Perfect. Well, that was a whirlwind. So thank you so much, Tim. Thank you. It was awesome to see you. We're going to be live next weekend, too. So we'll have Andy Provocatola on with us from Environmental Resources talking about mold. Ladies,
mold.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you,
ladies. You guys are awesome. Go Boston Connect. You can get us at bostonconnect.com, and you can see all these wonderful ladies on our website, 781-826-8000. All right.